Andy, today's the last day of August. How would you sum up the first full month of the season, the first seven games?
It's a big dip at the start, wasn't it? Listen, I think again it comes back to what I was saying before about you, myself personally. I'm trying to retain that consistency in what I do, how I behave amongst the group. And I think if you do that, you give yourself a better chance rather than the emotional highs and lows, etc. Of sometimes what winning and losing does to you. You probably have a 5 minute window after a game where you've won a game, and then it's all about the next game. So it seems to have stood me myself personally in good stead over the years. That's the personality I've got. So yeah, you have a brief moment of enjoying it, and you think about the reasons we've won, and then it's the next game. So that's where we're looking at it. A month of the season gone, and that's it.
Oxford's the third game of 5 in 15 days for you. Just how difficult is it to keep that squad fit and rotating, but also keep up the performances?
I think if you'd have looked at our pre-season, you would have seen a group of players who are extremely fit. We've made changes in every game. We've freshened things up. We've rotated players. We'll continue to do that. We look at the opposition's strengths and weaknesses and how we have to try and combat their strengths, but also exploit their weaknesses. So, listen, all our players need to be ready. They need to be fit. They need to be fresh. They need to be tactically prepared and ready to play the game, impact the game, or just support one of the teammates.
And this coming Saturday, obviously, Goodrum and Harris are obviously the key goal threats for Oxford. But is there anything else that we can, or we, Vale can do as a squad to limit the chances?
So we've been looking at Oxford throughout the week. And they've got obvious strengths within their group, and it's something that we have to be mindful of. They've got real strengths on the front line, a real good pace, a good transition team, technical players in the on the in their front line. So yeah, we've got to be ready to try and combat that.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Smashing.